Guiglia, the Sassi di Rocca Malatina Regional Park, and the Church of San Giovanni Battista. Nature lovers will thoroughly enjoy an outing to the Sassi di Rocca Malatina Regional Park. From the medieval village of Guiglia, we climb towards Pieve di Trebbia, gateway to a splendid nature reserve overlooked by striking spires of sandstone up to 70 meters in height and 40 million years old. These Sassi, as they are known, date back to a time when the sediments of the great Tethys Ocean that covered the Tuscan-Emilian Apennines started to emerge. Founded in 1988 to preserve an area of 2,300 hectares, the park stretches over a rolling landscape that is easy to explore thanks to the many trails that wind through woods and leafy clearings amid typical medium-altitude vegetation. The area's microclimate has led to the development of incredible biodiversity, ranging from plant species typical of the Mediterranean, such as helichrysum and tree heather, to species more typical of a mountain environment, such as blueberry and beech. In these quiet surroundings, it is not uncommon to come across wild animals or spot some of the many interesting species of birds, almost 200 of them, that inhabit the park. You can reach the top of the highest Sasso by following a specially engineered trail called the Salita al Sasso della Croce. From this point of vantage, there is a view of exceptional beauty. Ranging from south to west, the gaze takes in the highest Apennine peaks, from the Corno alle Scale to the Cimone and the pinnacles of Monte Cusna. On very clear days, the Alps and their foothills stand out clearly on the horizon. But the park is not just a nature reserve. The well-preserved villages and towers scattered throughout its length bear witness to a long and interesting history. They once formed part of a vast defense system. In the Middle Ages, towards the end of the 1200s, this territory was controlled by the Malatini family, who were involved in the ups and downs of a bloody struggle between Modena and Bologna. Not until 1406 did control of the area finally pass to the Este family, bringing to an end the Malatini's feudal career. It is impossible to miss the small parish church of San Giovanni Battista, which stands on a hill sloping gently down to the eastern bank of the river Panaro, where it runs through a stunning landscape dominated by the spires of the Sassi. The church is first mentioned in 1163 in a document drawn up at the castle, the scant remains of which are to be found on a nearby rise. Though referred to as a parish church from the second half of the 12th century onwards, it is thought to have been built in earlier times. Its current appearance is due to restorations carried out between 1897 and 1913. This involved the at times arbitrary reconstruction of certain parts of the building, taking other medieval churches as a model. Alterations were made to the facade, the apses, and the walls. Windows were opened along the sides and in the facade, as well as a small door on the southern side, with an archivolt recycled from a neighbouring house. Meanwhile, the octagonal baptistry was built using stones from a part of the facade that had been demolished. Many of the decorative elements were simply invented by the restorers, inspired by pieces from the Lapidary Museum of Modena Cathedral. The only original parts are the nave and aisles, the crypt, the columns and their capitals, and the twin lancet window and doorway of the main facade. The restoration work has also affected the capitals, which feature archaic motifs, geometric patterns, and finely wrought botanical elements in relief. On the capital of the third semicolumn on the right, two knights face each other, while a hand descends from above in the act of blessing, and a winged dragon turns towards them. The capital of the fourth semicolumn on the left, unique in the Po Valley area, features an unusual ribbon motif and original drop elements. scholars believe that this decoration was inspired by that of 11th century Greek churches, given that such capitals are not found in any other medieval context. All that remains of the original interior sculptural decoration are a few fragments incorporated in the presbytery screen, the ambo, and the baptismal font, now replaced by a copy. The font was found in fragments and put back together at the beginning of the 1900s, then placed in the octagonal baptistry. Some scholars believe that the reconstituted fragments of the presbytery and ambo and the remains of the baptismal font may date from the 9th century, having come from an earlier church over which the existing church was built, presumably in 1108.